Thank you and good morning. Thursday afternoon, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified 26-year-old Wisconsin resident Joshua Deo as the man who was found dead in the Eel River on Tuesday. Deputies responded to Bear Canyon Bridge near Garberville and recovered Deo's body in the late afternoon. The circumstances leading to Deo's death, or how he ended up in the water, is unknown at this time, and a death investigation has been opened. An autopsy on Deo's body has been scheduled for tomorrow. On Thursday, Humboldt State University issued a statement regarding the Pacific Fisher that died on campus in May. Federal officials conducted an inspection and issued a notice to the university, stating that the school neglected to provide the proper medical care for the animal's respiratory issues, as they failed to notify a veterinarian. Richard Boone, who is the dean of HSU's College of Natural Resources and Sciences, said the following statement: "We are disturbed by the animal's death and take responsibility. We have taken the proper actions to ensure that a mistake like this doesn't happen again." We're now in the month of September, and the Fortuna Police Department, along with other county law enforcement agencies, are taking part in promoting California Pedestrian Safety Month. It's the first time there has been a Pedestrian Safety Month after the state Senate passed a resolution. In 2015 alone, more than 800 pedestrians were killed on California roadways, accounting for 25% of all roadway deaths in the state. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein said that all of us, drivers and walkers alike, need to take care and watch for others, and we need to share the road safely with everyone. The Explosive Ordnance Unit with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office assisted Mendocino deputies in neutralizing a grenade that was found at a residence in Fort Bragg on Wednesday. The person living in the 3100 block of Thomas Lane inherited boxes of personal items belonging to a deceased relative, and two grenades were located while searching through World War II memorabilia. One of the grenades was inactive, however, the second grenade was live, armed with a fuse. Mendocino deputies then arrived on scene and evacuated the immediate area. The Humboldt County Explosive Ordnance Unit arrived on scene and took the grenade to a safe location on the property, and it was subsequently destroyed. A Mendocino deputy arrested a wanted fugitive out of Texas following a foot pursuit in Willits on Thursday morning. The deputy attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle, and the suspect, later identified as 45-year-old Point Arena resident Donald Ralph McLeod, pulled into the dirt parking lot and exited the vehicle and took off running. A foot pursuit ensued, and the deputy used a taser to subdue McLeod, and he was detained at the scene. It was later discovered that McLeod was a wanted fugitive out of Texas, and a search of his person turned up methamphetamine and a pipe. McLeod was later booked into county jail on various charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is now taking bids from contractors for the Humboldt Bay Trail North project, which involves building a walking and biking trail along the Highway 101 corridor from Samoa Boulevard to the Brainerd Slough. The trail project is now in its second phase, which means the trail will connect to the Phase 1 part of the project from Larson Park to Samoa. There will be a mandatory pre-bid meeting for contractors on September 14th, and for more information, you can contact city officials. 20-year-old Johnny Delgado was booked into Mendocino County Jail on vandalism and domestic violence charges following a dispute on Franklin Road in Fort Bragg. Sheriff's deputies responded to the residence and contacted the female victim, who was in a child custody dispute with Delgado, and that spurred an argument that resulted in Delgado assaulting the victim. As she tried to leave the home in her car, Delgado smashed the hood of the vehicle with a rock. Deputies later located Delgado, who was on probation, and he was booked into county jail. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office completed its investigation into the death of Brian Hammond, who was found dead at a remote address on Walker Lake Road in Willits in August. Hammond's body was located August 1st, and the investigation eventually led law enforcement to Hammond's brother, Sean Hammond. After several interviews in the last few weeks, the district attorney's office filed charges of felonious hit and run, causing the death of Brian Hammond. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.